Good morning, MGTOW man. It's a good sight. It's a good sight. There's a lot of men putting in their effort to share their experience, their strength and their hope. And, you know, the results are outstanding. There's a lot on the cards at the moment. And I think it's a lot of things that have come to fruition over a long period of time, and it's involved some pretty bad sort of people, you know. So now is the time to put all my experience, expertise, brains, and some help to throw all of this into gear. And, she was a complete cunt, you know. I think it's Dr. Helen Umbunka or something like that who had the Holy Gospel Uniting Church or something, and it was to defeat the powers of witchcraft and wickedness, you know. She was a fucking scumbag. But, you know, in some ways I sort of... In some ways, you know, I kind of appreciate some things about fucking the absolute worst of humanity, you know. I mean, she was a liar and a fraud and a fucking... talked all this shit about witchcraft and, you know, getting people to kill fucking children and all sorts of fucking shit, you know. But she had really unique sort of posters, you know. Defeat the witches... Do you have witches' covens in your area? Learn how to defeat the evil ones, you know, and... expel the fucking evil spirits and cast out witches and demons and familiar spirits and stuff. You know, she was a total fucking scam artist, you know. Fucking should have just been given a headshot, you know. But, you know, if they weren't such... tragic consequences for the weak-minded and superstitious and sort of voodoo-orientated cultures, you know, witchcraft and sorcery and shit, you know. If it wasn't for her doing her fucking bullshit in these bullshit superstitious cultures, she would have been quite sort of colourful and comical, you know. But, yeah, she wasn't. But the posters were good. I'll try and get one to stick in this fucking... I'll stick one in this video. So you got to sort of admire people who are complete cunts. Because in some ways they have some redeeming features, you know? Sort of like the captain of the Titanic. Him and all the fucking dickheads running that ship. And who owned the ship and who said, go faster, go faster. We're on a record-breaking run. Don't mind the fucking ice flow warnings and the very cold water warnings, you know, and Don't mind all that shit, just go fast, you know? Well, he knew how to drive a brand new ship really fucking fast. You know? The captain of the Titanic was a lead foot. And by fuck, he leaded it. And, you know what I mean? You can sort of take it out of that whole entire fucking drama. You know, just irresponsibility and ignoring the warning signs and all that shit. You can take one, you know, you can take little instances out of that entire fucking drama and put and find a positive spin, you know. The guy knew how to fucking, he could drive that ship like a Formula One car. Fucking hoo-ah, you know. Same thing. And I think there's that sort of really sort of, unless you've been through really fucking difficult experiences, it's hard to sort of, you know, the people who just don't think life happens and it's all on the TV screen at the 6:30 news or something, they tend not to get that, you know. But people who go through just savage hardship and horrors and just terrible times, they can find the fucking, I don't know why they call it the gallows humour, but you know, but I think the gallows humour is when someone's about to be hung, saying, you know, coming out with funny comments at the end of the, when they're at the end of their rope, you know. Yeah, so it's been a not a fucking horrendous scorcher of a day, but it's been pretty hot, and you know, I've had to spend up a lot of fucking money on a few different things, you know, necessities. And sort of when you live in the middle of nowhere, you have to, you absolutely must, you know, keep your tank filled up, you know, not half full, because, you know, if you have to make a sort of an emergency or very, very urgent run, you know, across the, halfway across the state at like fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, depending on which routes you take and all that sort of shit, there's a lot of places where the, you know, the petrol station is like open, say from 8 till 5 or something like that. There really are places like that, and then there are places that are, you know, self-serve. You slide your card into the slot, type up the numbers of how much fuel you think you can fit in it, you know, or a moderately full sort of top up, you know. And then withdraws the cash, and then, you know, you can go put, say, $50 worth of fuel in or something, you know. But those can be sometimes a bit hard to find and all this sort of, just, you know. And sometimes the electricity might be out, and sometimes the internet might be out, and sometimes the phone lines might be out, and sometimes it might be flooding or fucking lightning strikes and the power's off and all that sort of shit. So you don't, you be smart, you try and have a few steps ahead, you know, a few steps of redundancy, so you have your car full of fuel all the time, you know. And then if you have to make a fucking sudden trip, that means you don't have to go looking for fuel stops at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, when towns are fucking, you know, 30 to 50 k's apart, you know. And there may or may not be a fucking fuel stop. There may or may not be cellular phone reception. There may or may not be the fucking fuel places working or not. You know what I mean? The pumps or the fucking FPOS machine or something, you know. You know, you don't sort of paint yourself into that corner that you got, you know, 1/4 of a tank and that's half the fuel you need to get there. And You know, the... So when you start thinking, oh, fuck, I've only got, like, 50Ks left, and there's no place within 50Ks, or the fucking place is not working, or there's no fucking signal or some shit, you know what I mean? You never try to get your... You always try, yeah, the positive spin on redundancy. You try to sort of have at least, I don't know, I think this car would have about 700k range on a full tank. You know? Let's say two big trips to a regional city, you know, plus, depending on which one, you know, plus anywhere from not much to maybe 50Ks spare, you know. So it's about 700Ks range one way, or, you know, all up. But, yeah. And so there's that having the thing, the fuel, the redundancy. So what I did is I initially started carrying those 10 litre plastic jerry cans, you know, and I found that over time they swell and the plastic just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and they look like they're about to fucking pop, you know. And yeah, so then I said, oh, fuck this, you know what I mean. You fill them up once a year, you put fuel preservative into them, fill them right, not totally up, but to their maximum fill level, you know, as designated by the high tide line, you know. So you have that. But the damn thing still swelled up and sort of, you know, went sort of going from sides like that to sides like that to sort of sides like that, you know. So I got rid of those, and then I got some proper steel fuel cans, you know, 10 litres each. So, I don't know how much this tank holds. But, maybe 50 litres. And so I've got a reserve of fucking 20 litres in each tank of emergency fuel supply. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. It's like those degrees of sort of redundancy, so that if I'm ever really fucking, if I've just got to drop everything and go, like something bad's happened to someone or something, you know, I'm not stuck because the cellular phone networks are out, you know, I'm not stuck because the fucking pumping stations are out or are switched off for the night or can't be located or they only operate from 8 till 5 or some shit, you know what I mean? And plus I've got sort of like half a tank's extra in emergency fuel supplies, you know, 10 litres in each fucking toolbox, you know. That's what I mean about degrees of redundancy. I don't like being stuck, you know. So, yeah, MGTOW men. And that's what I like doing. I like having resources to spare up my sleeve, you know. Now that summertime's here, I've got 10 litres of water in each fucking toolbox, you know, 2x5 litre containers, and that means, you know, if you break down and it's really fucking hot, you won't die. There's a lot of places, you know. You know, I'm not so keen on travelling now, like in the real heat, but like, you know, if it's 38 degrees or 48 degrees, you'll get roads that, you know, they might get, you know, 3 cars a day, and that was in the morning before it got hot, and now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's 40 degrees, and it's going up to 45 degrees, and, you know, if you don't have water to drink, you're fucked, you know. You just turn dry like it, dry out like a fucking prune, you know, and there might not be anybody pass here for another 8-10 hours, you know, fucking heat stroke and bloody thirst and dying and stuff. So You know, that's why, you know, I've got 2.5 litres in the cabin and 20, you know, that's just drinking water. 2.5 litres in the cabin and 20 litres in the fucking toolboxes, you know. And with 2x5 litre containers in each toolbox, that means if I ever have a crash and roll a car or something and one of the toolboxes gets smashed open, you can fucking, you know, ban the... It's unlikely to split the fucking both containers, but, like, there's always, you know, another set of containers in the other side. You know, you got 10 litres there, you know? So, yeah, degrees of redundancy. Planning ahead, you know? Letting people know where you go, you know? Yeah, so MGTOW men, thank you for everything. You know, I really am so, you know, I don't know if you ever get it, but, like, you know, all the people who participate and all the people who contribute and all the people who make the effort to help people to help themselves, it's really appreciated. You know, your little orchestration, you know, your efforts and that will go down through the generations. You know, and every sort of 10 years, there's a whole heap of new stuff, and 10 years, new stuff, 10 years, new stuff, 10 years, new stuff. And so we all gradually fade away, kind of thing. Like, who in the fuck remembers, you know, Harold Ford from 1927 in bloody, you know, some fucking town in the middle of nowhere in... Could be England, could be America, could be fucking Russia, could be bloody Poland, could be fucking South America. You know what I mean? You know. But our memories are important, and what we record is also important. You know, making those notes, writing those books, you know what I mean? You know, and, you know, I like to shit stir the fucking Catholics with their, you know, purgatory and, you know, bloody burning hellfires forever. You know, well, the main thing is that, you know, the hellfires were actually, you know, the fucking rubbish dumps outside Jerusalem where they'd they'd set fire to fire to them occasionally and burn the bloody bodies, you know, of the criminals, you know. So that's where that, you know, evil Catholic myth comes from. And what comes out of that is, you know, I shit stir people about that thing of, like, you know, well, you know, you got, you're very lucky, but they're going to give you 2x eternity in hell, and I might let you out after 1 eternity for good behaviour. I mean, how in the fuck can you deal with that, you know? That's that sort of thing. You don't take these fucking cunts seriously. You know. I have basically open warfare with religion, you know, religious people. And, I think there's been... probably 8 Catholic priests that refuse to give me ordination. You know, I want to become a Catholic. I want to collect the whole set. You know, I'm a fucking Jew. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. And, you know, like a Boy Scout, I want to get me little merit badges. You know, I want to become a Catholic too. I want to collect the whole set, you know. And one of the it's a fucking legit, it's a legitimate fucking, you know, calling, you know. And one of the things I talked about Catholics about, I said, look, I want to become a Catholic, you know. The Church of Jesus and his Jew buddies, you know. And they said, well, you've got to come along to church every Sunday for at least 6 months, and you got to do this and you got to do that, and I've got to fucking this and that. And I said, but Jesus didn't say to do any of that shit, you know. He just said, oh, you. He just went, oh, fuck, I can't do that. And, oh, you, hey, cunt, you want a fucking job? You know? And I, oh, yeah, what's it doing? Oh, yeah, I want you to become fucking, you know, recruiters to my movement, you know? Okay, yeah, all right, you know. And, so I can do them under the Trade Practices Act for blasphemy, you know? Because Jesus didn't say to do any of that shit, you know. So, you know, you use their fucking crap against them. So, praise Jesus. And, yeah. So, well, guys, thank you for everything. That's really got a lot to be grateful for, just so much for the AMMA and the MGTOW men's website and all the other men who have made so much, you know, they've all helped everybody to help each other, you know. Like, you know, some bloke in New York who spoke about something at a men's conference. Well, someone remembered that, and then someone, they brought it up when they published a book on it, and then someone included that in a movie somewhere, and then that gets, you know, when that movie gets shared around, people can observe it, you know what I mean? There's long chains of consequences where things are improving, you know what I mean? Distant, sort of intangible, sort of, you know, connect, there's really overt connections, and there's kind of fucking distant connections. Alright, well, I gotta go, because I gotta fucking, oh, I'm on the rags and I've got a fucking headache. So not tonight, darling. Bye.